Grace swallowed her cheese and gave Selina a nasty glare. Did Selina intend to shout it out for every human, and every horse for that matter, in the Vieux Carré to hear? "Keep your voice down," she said, then added dryly, "I don't think it's the business of my patients whether or not I'm a born-again virgin, and as for the age of electronics, I really don't want to get personal with something that comes with a warning label in batteries." Selina snorted. "Yeah, well, to hear you talk, most men should come with warning labels." She lifted her hands up to frame her next statement. "Attention, please, psycho alert. Me, He-Man, am prone to nasty mood swings, lengthy pouts, and possess the ability to tell a woman the truth about her weight without warning." Grace laughed. She'd rattled off that spiel about men who needed warning labels countless times.
"Ah, I see, Dr. Sex," Selina said with an imitation Dr. Ruth accent. "You just sit there and listen to them spout off all the intimate details of their sexual encounters while you live like a lifetime member of the Teflon Panty Club."
Dropping her accent, Selina added, "I can't believe, after all the stuff you've heard in your sessions, that none of it has ever gotten your hormones revved." Grace gave Selina a droll look. "Yeah, well, I am a sex therapist. It wouldn't do my patients much good for me to have le petit mot while they're in the middle of spewing out their problems. I mean, really, Lainey, I'd lose my license."
"Well, I don't see how you can advise them when you won't go anywhere near a man."
Grimacing, Grace led the way back to the other side of the square, across from the tourist information center where Selina's tarot card and palm reading stand was set up. When Grace reached the small card table draped with a dark purple cloth, she sighed. "You know, I would date, if I could ever find a man worth shaving my legs for, but most are such a waste of time that I'd rather sit at home and watch reruns of Hee Haw." Selina gave her an irritated smirk. "What was wrong with Jerry?"
"Bad breath."
"Jamie?" "His fondness for mining nose gold, especially during dinner."
"Tony?"
Grace just looked at her. Selina threw her hands up. "Okay, so maybe he did have a little gambling problem, but then everyone needs a hobby." Grace glared at her.
"Hey, Madame Celine, you back from lunch?"
Sunshine asked from the next stand over where she hawked her sketches and pottery. A few years younger than them, Sunshine had long black hair and always wore clothes that reminded Grace of a fairy princess. Her costume today was a wispy white skirt that would have been obscene if not for the pale pink leotard beneath it and a pretty peasant blouse.
"Yeah, I'm back," Selina said as she knelt to unlock the doors on her metal-wheeled cart that she secured every morning to the wrought-iron gate with a bicycle chain. "Did I get any interest while I was gone?"
"A couple of guys took your business card and said they'd be back after they ate."
"Thanks."
Selina placed her purse inside the cart, then pulled out the dark blue cigar case she used to hold her money, her tarot cards that she kept wrapped in a black silk scarf, and a thin, yet humongous, brown leather book Grace had never seen before. Selina put her large-brimmed straw hat on her head, then turned and stood.
"Did you get all your pieces marked?" she asked Sunshine.
"Yes," Sunshine said as she grabbed her purse. "I still say it's bad luck, but at least if anyone wants to know the price for anything while I'm gone, it'll be there."